The Pilgrim's Progress by John Bunyan. This audio recording was produced in 2010 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this audiobook may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. Please visit ChristianAudio.com to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Foreword. Of the great books which have been composed or partly written in prison, The Pilgrim's Progress by John Bunyan is the best known and the most remarkable. Its author was a young man of 32 when he was thrown into the common jail at Bedford, England. He was past 44 and middle-aged when he was released. His only offense against the law was preaching that which he believed to be true. The dungeon in which he was immured was so vile that the worst prisons in our country are delightful places when compared with it. But here John Bunyan had ample time to think and to put his thoughts together. His education was of the poorest sort, and during his imprisonment he had access to but two volumes, the Bible and Fox's Book of Martyrs. As he thought upon the great problems of existence, the idea of a story came, little by little, into his mind. A story in the form of a dream, a story of man's life, regarded as a journey or pilgrimage. By and by he began to write such a story. He wrote it in the easy, simple language of the common people and, without knowing it, produced one of the most beautiful prose poems ever written. After his release from prison, his work was submitted to a printer who corrected its bad spelling and most of its faulty grammar, and in 1677 it was published. The Pilgrim's Progress came into the world very modestly, but the charm of the story was such that